Good morning, and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing. And now your host, Rebecca Imholtz.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as a baby boomer, have you asked yourself, is it time for a new career? Or perhaps you like your career, but you just want to feel more refreshed and energized. Today's guest can help. He's a national award-winning columnist, author, consultant, and executive coach who has helped launch many organizations, and he's recognized worldwide for his consulting with emerging growth companies. He is John Carroll. He is president of Unlimited Performance. I have known John for many years. I've worked with him. He's been a guest of Let's Talk Boomers before, so we are super lucky that he is taking some time this summer to be with us on Let's Talk Boomers this morning, and he's got an amazing giveaway, so you need to stay tuned. Now, as a baby boomer, you may have some more free time to explore the world of, say, culinary arts or photography. Or perhaps you're starting a new business and you need some guidance, perhaps developing a business plan. Well, where can you go to learn about all of these topics? Well, it's Trident Tech, and last week's guest was Darren Felty. He's the dean of the Mount Pleasant Trident Tech campus, but we talked a lot about the different locations of Trident Tech. There's four main ones, and how they offer some really great courses in continuing education in some areas as a baby boomer you might be getting ready to explore, like photography or social media marketing or even some culinary classes, which I know my husband says that would help me a lot. So if you want to learn more about what Trident Tech has to offer and their courses, actually, if you're 60 years and older, well, they're free. So you can learn all about it. Just go to tridenttech.edu or listen to Let's Talk Boomers. Now, as a baby boomer, have you thought about a second career in perhaps, say, real estate? Now, how do you know if it's right for you? Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas, well, he's a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers, and he has a lot of information about what you need to know if you're thinking about a career in real estate. You can just contact him at exitcarolinas.com or go to letstalkboomers.com, and you'll get a link to Michael's website. And that way, you can figure out if you're ready to begin a career in real estate. And there's even a school to help you do that. It's the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Classes are happening all the time, and they will help you succeed. So also, I want you to know that if you're a teacher or a first responder or a veteran, you can get $100 off the course. To learn more, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com or letstalkboomers.com. Now it's summertime. It's time to be outside at the beach, the pool, or barbecue. But are you feeling self-conscious about being in a swimsuit or shorts? Because, well, there are some areas on your body that has some stubborn fat, like belly fat or arm fat, and you want to look the way you feel younger. Dr. Sunny O, a well-known facial and plastic surgeon in Charleston with his practice Timeless You, Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center. Well, Dr. Sunny O has many procedures to help us look the way we feel, including Sculpture, which helps get rid of that stubborn fat. Now, you can check out Sculpture for yourself at a discounted rate, and actually all of Dr. Sunny O's different procedures and services, because for the month of June and the month of July, Dr. O is offering a 20% discount on all of his services and products. All you have to do is mention that you listen to Let's Talk Boomers, and you get a 20% discount on Dr. Sunny O's Plastic Surgery Center service and products, including Sculpture, which helps get rid of that fat that won't go away with diet and exercise. Again, enjoy 20% off of all of Dr. O's products and services for June and July. Mention Let's Talk Boomers and learn more. Visit drsunnyo.com, drsunnyo.com. When we get back from the break, we're going to be talking with national award-winning columnist, executive coach, and consultant John Carroll. He's president of Unlimited Performance. You're going to learn a lot, so you need to stay tuned because he has a great giveaway for a lucky caller. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back with John Carroll.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right-size into a new home? Do you want a house of convenience with less work, less to worry about, and more money for travel, entertainment, and enjoying life? I'm Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas. As a senior real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist, I can help you start enjoying the life you've earned. Give me a call today at 843-343-3947 or visit the website exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com.
Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand what's been said? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? If you answered yes, you may have a hearing loss. Hi, I'm Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. At Holy City Hearing, we'll improve your hearing with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, holycityhearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz. And as I mentioned before the break, you are really in for a treat this morning because we're going to be talking with John Carroll. He is president of Unlimited Performance. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Great to be here with you this morning, Rebecca.
I'm glad that you were able to come back on the show because as I've gotten to know you over the years, you're amazing because you do a great job of connecting someone's hidden strengths together to make them a stronger person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you knowing that. It's really a passion of mine. See, I can infuse work with play because of that.
That's wonderful for you to say that because as boomers, you hope that you're at a point in your life where you've enjoyed your work, but perhaps you're thinking about, I want to start a new career, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show this morning. What are some signs for the baby boomer listening out there that maybe they need to be paying attention to that's telling them I might need to consider a new career?
The telltale signs that I look for are when you dread getting out of bed to go to work, when you run out of hot water in your morning shower because you're procrastinating instead of going to work, you spend more time defending the way we've always done it than you do looking at or considering different approaches to problems and challenges at work. You're rarely energized and often exhausted doing what you already do well, but you just don't have the energy behind it anymore.
Wow.
And then the fifth one, I think, is you feel stuck because you don't want to stay, but you're afraid to go.
And so what do we need to do?
Well, I think it's time at that point to take stock, right? You look at the advantages, you look at the disadvantages, and you begin to say, let's look at the scales. The advantages, for example, you're not getting any younger. So it's a good idea to start your discernment process now rather than later on. You don't put this off. In fact, I recommend that the day it first occurs to you, maybe I don't want to be here anymore, write that date down. And then when the day comes that you finally aren't there anymore, see how many days or how much time has passed in between and see how, oh my goodness, I probably could have shortened that curve quite a bit.
And have I done anything to get to that goal of not being here?
Exactly. So starting now rather than later, don't procrastinate on that. Also, now happens to be a great time with historic low levels of unemployment, especially here in the Charleston area. There's no better time than now to decide and pursue another path. And I think in a growth market, there's a great opportunity to offer something that fills a growing need for businesses or consumers, something that maybe doesn't even exist in town yet.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So put that creative hat on.
Absolutely.
This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz. If you're just tuning in, we're talking today with John Carroll. Now, John is a national award-winning columnist, author, and executive coach. You're quite an entrepreneur.
There's something, I was talking with my wife about this the other day, and there's an energy around startups that is absolutely attractive to me. It's something that I really go after. I love, it's so different from an ongoing organization, one that's been around for a while. It's so dependent upon that first small group of people. It's so dependent upon the leadership attributes and qualities and skills of the person who is leading or the people who are leading. And there's an energy that is unlike any other. And, you know, we work a good bit in strengths, Rebecca. And if you can picture, if the listeners can picture a Venn diagram with the overlapping circles, one circle would be labeled talents, what you're good at. The other circle would be labeled passions, what you love or what you're passionate about. The overlap of those two circles is where you find your strengths. It's not just what you're good at. It's what you're good at that you're also passionate about.
And so let's talk some more about that, because we mentioned it's kind of scary if you're employed at a company and you're thinking about becoming self-employed. What are some things that you should consider?
Well, I recommend strongly that people do their ideal day exercise. And your ideal day, if you have complete control of your day, what time are your eyes opening? What do you do first? What do you do second and third? Who else is involved? Is it a day all by yourself? Is it a day that includes and involves other people? You get to choose, but the exercise is to write it out and to know and to make those decisions on what exactly is my ideal day. I've had people ask and say, well, is it my ideal work day or is it my ideal off day? And I'll say, well, since it's your day, you get to pick.
I like that.
And if you need it, write two of them, one for a work day and one for an off day, right?
So I've done that and I've looked at my talents and my passion and where they perhaps intersect together and where they come together.
Yep.
So I've made a decision. What can someone do to help ensure success in my new undertaking?
Well, oh my goodness, there's all kinds of things that you really want to do. Oftentimes, if you find out what fascinates you, you know, really think about the things that fascinate you or intrigue you. Sometimes that'll lead you to your passions if you don't have a ready-made answer for that. If you're considering self-employment or starting a new business or a new pursuit or undertaking, you really have to do a business plan. That's the bad news. If you're not a numbers person, you still have to put some numbers on a page. You might want to get somebody to help talk you through that. Projected revenues and expenses, how much you'd be able to pay yourself, if at all. You want to keep in mind that whatever you write is going to, whatever you plan is going to take you twice as long and cost you three times as much as you think it will.
Wow. That's, you know, that's reality though, isn't it?
It is. It's just a good rule of thumb. So you can guess high to be conservative, but you're still going to need to multiply that because things that are unforeseen, things that nobody could guess are going to happen, oftentimes will.
So do you help with those business plans or do you direct somebody?
You know, generally the number side, if somebody's got a first good shot at it, we'll take a look together.
Okay.
I do have places and people that I can send people to that can ask them more numbers-oriented questions, and I'm happy to do that.
I like it. So the listener out there who perhaps is, I think what I'm doing is what I'm best at, but I just need some more energy. I need to hit the refresh button. What should they do?
Number one, I think, is really to find a mentor. Find somebody who has been either in that field or has gone out on his or her own. Find a mentor who can hold your hand. Oftentimes, because people have been through that process, they are delighted to help somebody else shorten the learning curve and the understanding curve along the way. I also would suggest that look at what most people are doing in that profession or particular service or product that you're thinking about providing, and find out what they're doing and how they're doing it, and do something else. The Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, really does apply. Most people aren't ultra successful. And if you just do what most people do, you might make it and get by, but you're not going to excel. And that's really what you want to do, because you're going to put a lot of time and money and effort and energy into it. You might as well do it well.
If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking today with John Carroll, and John is an expert. He's an amazing national award-winning columnist. He's an author. He's an executive coach. And we're talking about how you, as a baby boomer who's thinking about, how am I going to live the next best phase of my baby boomer life? Should I keep doing what I'm doing for a career? Should I try something different? And some questions you should ask yourself and some guidance in that area. John, what is your website that the listener can go to?
They can find me at johncarroll.com. That's johncarroll.com. And they can also give me a call, reach or text me directly at 843-224-8815. Happy to talk with them.
Okay, so 843-224-8815, or go to John Carroll, and that's two R's and two L's, .com. Now, John, how have you been able to help someone that's thinking about making an employment change or getting back into the job market? What example do you have that really is sticks close to you?
One that happened recently, and this was a pretty cool networking opportunity, actually. A friend mentioned that despite award-winning accomplishments in her current employment, she was ready for a change in her career. I was able to connect her with someone in my network who hired her into a great win-win situation. A year later, everybody is happy and delighted about
great.
The change.
Wow. So it's personal relationships.
It is. For me, Rebecca, it is all about the relationships.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. That's how I've lived my life, as you know, because you and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you're new to the area, I also encourage you, if you're thinking about what's out there in the Charleston area that I might be interested in, check out one of the local chambers. And you and I are active in the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce, and that is small business.
It is indeed. And those are the people, you know, that you look at the statistics and the research. Those are the people that are doing most of the employment hiring. They're keeping the numbers high and the unemployment numbers low. It's just the fabric. Those are some of the best, brightest, and most energetic people I know.
And I didn't realize until I was looking at your bio, and I can't believe I didn't know that until today, that you were president of the Mount Pleasant. It wasn't the chamber back then. It was
right.
The business association.
Right, the forerunner of the chamber.
Wow, good for you. And you actually have been pretty involved in the community with some other really cool organizations like Low Country Local First.
Right.
And so briefly, what is that about?
Well, that's about keeping your money local, doing your business locally with other locally based businesses. The numbers there are incredible. What happens when you spend with locally based businesses who keep the money in the local economy? And it really begins to be almost kind of a pastime when you look to see, okay, now I could go to one of the big boxes and buy that, but mm-hmm. where else might I find that? And I might pay a dollar or two more for it. But boy, I'll tell you what, the relationships that come with that, the joy that comes with knowing that somebody might reply in kind and buy from you mm-hmm. because you're a locally based business.
And they give back to our local organizations that support children, the elderly, so many different services out there. So I think that's another thing to consider as well.
Indeed.
So, John, what process do you use as a coach? Because there's a lot of coaches out there, but you are very successful. So what makes your process unique?
There are, indeed. Let's use the example of someone who's been surprised by a recent separation from their employer. First thing I do is listen very closely and patiently to this person's story to understand the full impact of exactly what has happened. Oftentimes, that's a pretty painful story.
Mm-hmm.
Second is we discuss this person's resume as I think through and decide who in my network of clients, friends, and associates might want to meet this person or have an interest. Third is I learn what people are passionate about and help them focus and spend more of their time and energy in pursuits about which they care deeply. We talked about the passion piece of that that's so critical. I use insightful third-party assessments whose reports include an objective look in the mirror for anyone who is considering a career move. I really think that we feel like we know who we are, but sometimes that objective look in the mirror, mm-hmm. just by answering a handful of questions online in a survey and let the scientists tell us what we told them in ways that might be eye-opening for us.
I like that. That very strategic process that you go through. And is there anything else?
You know, the other thing I would mention is not everybody needs an ongoing coaching relationship. That's why I offer a single issue coaching package that I call coaching by the cup. It's not a long-term thing. For one single investment that's pretty low, a person can send me everything pertinent to the discussion that we're going to have over breakfast, lunch, or coffee. I look at all of those materials. We get together for a couple of hours, and we discuss what they're looking at. I give some thoughts and provide some perspective. And then they've got 7 days afterwards to reach me unlimited access for additional discussion, by phone or text or email support. They can do all of that for a single price and not have to involve themselves in an ongoing coaching relationship if it's really just a single issue they're looking to solve.
I like that. And we're going to talk about how the listener can learn more about that, or perhaps have an opportunity this morning to try that at no cost.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I didn't honestly realize that you had authored a book. Talk about the book, Sales Illustrated, 68 Sales Lessons from Everyday Life. What is that?
Well, this was just inspired. I guess I mentioned how important I think relationships mm-hmm. are. But selling has been part of my DNA for so long that I started looking at things and seeing how the through the lens of selling, what that looks like. There are lessons all over the place that connect with that. I looked at our two daughters and realized that they were the most professional salespeople ever, because kids have to sell everything to get anything done when they're small. And boy, they knew ways to get that done that were just absolutely effective. You know, not necessarily the best, but they found ways to get things done, you know.
Okay, and then you also authored a book, The Great Big Book of Goal Setting and Getting. I like that. Everybody can set goals, but it's getting them. It's the hard part.
It's getting them. That's the hard part. And so the book is much more like a workbook, Rebecca, thanks for mentioning it, than it is a book that you just read and put back on the shelf. And you know what it came from? When we had the economic downturn years before, it was as if I had a sign on my chest that said, unemployed, talk with John. And I wasn't hiring anybody, but right. I would speak to people and try to coach them. And my very first question goes back to passion. What would you love to do? And their answer oftentimes would be, I'll do anything, because they were really concerned about revenue and income, right? And so that's not the answer that a would-be employer wants to hear. They want to know that you're so passionate about that you can't wait to get out of bed in the morning to go and work there and get stuff done that's going to help them get where they want to go.
I like that. That's a great way to start the process and a wonderful approach. John, I can't believe we're out of time this morning. It's gone by super fast. I've enjoyed it as always. Got a lot of information. Is there anything you want to add?
You know, Rebecca, I would just add that whenever somebody is considering, when there's a restlessness, at times I call it a divine discontent. And there may be something more at play in terms of when somebody is considering doing something else. I always suggest it's at least worth looking into, and then a multitude of counselors to consider whether that's really the right path.
I like it. So how can the listener find you?
Well, again, they can reach me by text or voice at 843-224-8815, via email at john@johncarroll.com, and of course on the website, which is johncarroll.com with two R's and two L's.
Okay, and what's the giveaway this morning?
Let's take that Coaching by the Cup package, which has a retail value of $697.
Wow.
Rebecca, for your listeners today only, I'm going to offer that at no charge.
Terrific. I'm so excited. So it's well worth it. The $697 is a bargain anyway, because they get to spend a week with you, essentially, right? It's over the course of a week.
Couple of hours face to face, and then they've got access to me for another week by phone or text or email.
That's awesome. It's Coaching by the Cup, and I encourage you to give John a call, and I'm going to give that number just a minute. For the lucky fifth caller, you can have that wonderful, amazing opportunity to be with John Carroll, get the Coaching by the Cup for free. Thanks so much for being here this morning, John.
Thanks for having me back, Rebecca. I loved it.
I enjoyed it very much, and I always learn something new when I talk with you. So thanks again, John. His website's johncarroll.com, CARROLL.com, and his number is 843-224-8815. But here's the number you need to call to get that Coaching by the Cup, and it's 843-693-0537. 693-0537. Be the lucky fifth caller. Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Understanding Medicare and its many different plans and parts can be overwhelming. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, and our workshops can help you take charge of your Medicare benefits so you can make the best choices and save money. Learn more, including how to get your free copy of Medicare Blueprint, by visiting MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right size into a new home? Do you want a house of convenience with less work, less to worry about, and more money for travel, entertainment, and enjoying life? I'm Michael Washburn of Exit Realty the Carolinas. As a senior real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist, I can help you start enjoying the life you've earned. Give me a call today at 843-343-3947 or visit the website exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com.
Hi, this is Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. If you think you have a hearing loss, contact us at Holy City Hearing. We'll give you a free hearing test, and you can try our hearing aids for free with our hearing aid test drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. With the test drive, we put you in the driver's seat. At Holy City Hearing, we treat you like family. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, that's holycityhearing.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Washburn. He's a seniors real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist with Exit Realty the Carolinas. Now, Michael, why should the boomer listening right now use a realtor to sell their home instead of trying to sell it on their own?
Great question, Rebecca. If you try to sell your house yourself, obviously you save commission dollars, but it could cost you more in the long run.
Why is that?
Because realtors, for one, know the market. They're on the pulse of it. And we're fortunately in an escalating market. And quite often, the people that buy for sale by owners are investors because they can say, hey, look, you're not paying a commission, so I'll pay you less for your house.
Ah.
And they know the market very well if they're an investor and they're in the market day to day. Another great thing that the realtors can help you do is stage the house and get professional photos and drone shots. So your house is going to look really well, because a lot of people just eliminate houses by the photos, and they don't even go to see a house if the photos aren't shot properly. The other thing is marketing. We build a website for each individual property, and which really helps market the houses.
Well, those are great reasons to use a realtor like Exit Realty. Now, Michael, the boomer out there listening who is thinking about a career in real estate, is there a school out there that can help them jumpstart their career?
Absolutely. The Lowcountry Real Estate School is located in North Charleston, and excellent school. And it's also the Lowcountry School of Real Estate and Training Center, so it will help you launch your career.
That's great. And to learn more about the Lowcountry Real Estate School to help you jumpstart your career as a realtor, go to lowcountryrealestateschool.com or give them a call at 843-619-0312. 619-0312. And to check out Michael Washburn, go to exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers, only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.